I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. Thank you for being here with us. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Well, we are kicking off this week. We have a big holiday this week, so it's an awesome holiday week. 4th of July is going to be happening on Thursday, Independence Day, as we celebrate our freedoms here in America and so proud to be an American. We are going to be talking about our weekly winning word, which happens to be freedom. And I love that word. When you say it, you know, just say it out loud. It just kind of makes you just feel so good, right? It's such an American word. And I love the definition. It says the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. And I just, that's awesome. And that's the privilege that we have here with our freedoms in America. And we thank God for them, really. We thank God for the blessing of being here and for the blessing of being able to make some choices and have choices. I have some amazing guests here in the show with me, two of our wonderful business members, resources for you to help you achieve your goals and dreams. That's what we do, help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. And so I couldn't think of a better guest than these awesome women who are business women, network marketers, Ruth Bell, our go-to Shackley lady, and Julie Drake, as also an entrepreneur and Rodan and Fields network marketing lady. And so we're going to be talking about freedom in maybe a different way, a way that you won't be thinking so much about this week, but just kind of shed some light as we think about our goals, those freedoms and those choices that we have. So Ruth, we'll start with you because you've been going at this now for about 35 years, which I find so impressive. And I can imagine the freedoms over these 35 years. But take me back 35 years ago. What made you make that decision? Why did you decide to choose to open an in-home network marketing company?
Oh, that's a great question, because I have always been a free spirit, and you know that.
Yes.
So I can't imagine doing anything else. And when I was first married, Rodney and I were both teachers, and we knew that when we had kids, one of us wanted to be home. So my mother said, well, why don't you do the business? Because she'd sent us these products of Shackley, and they were crazy good. They changed our life. And she said, why don't you just start telling the story and build a business with it? I said, okay. And so we did that, and we told the story, and I was able to come home, and then Rodney came home. And so we look back at that and think, we were both there for our three sons, you know, at their events, taking them here and there, doing things. I mean, Rod even homeschooled them during junior high. And what freedoms we had. I remember David went to his friend's house and said, well, where are your parents? Oh, they're working. Oh, it was just a new thing to him, because he's always used to Roddy being in the garage to help him with something. And so that, we cannot put a price on that now, as we look at our children as they're wonderful adults and making good choices with their family. And so now the freedom that I have, well, hey, there's another freedom, is that we were in San Diego and Northwoods Church wanted me to come and be their drama director. So because of our business, we could move wherever we did. So that's how we ended up in Peoria, which now I'm got all these grandkids. And so now I can have freedom to do what I want, get in the pool with them, take them places and
just
run a business.
Banana.
Yeah, and have a business.
That
all
is
over the US.
Amazing. So what you said, and maybe you guys listening, I want to make sure you pick this up. It started that you, Ruth, were planning on staying home, but it ends up that Rodney was able to stay home too. So doing the business together, you guys were actually both able to make a living off of this network business, the two of you.
It's freedom. You know, we learned that the work is worth it. And so that's what we tell other people. You know, we look for people that really know that the work is worth it, and they want to have, they want to design their own life. And that's what the freedom is all about.
The work is worth it. I love it. That's a great quote. Is that your quote?
Or did you steal it? No. That's
it's yours today.
Yeah. Richard Blissbrook. I have to give him the credit.
Okay. The work is worth it. That's a good one. All right. Also in the studio with us today is the awesome Julie Drake, who is an entrepreneur and a network marketer with Rodan and Fields. And so, Julie, you and I met probably, 12 or 13 years ago in NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners. And we just kept connecting. And when we started, I've decided, you're like, I want to be a part of this. It made sense for you. And so you've been with us as a business resource now, probably what?
A couple years.
I think about three years, maybe even close to four years.
Yeah.
And we're very excited about that and happy to have you. So tell us, what's your story? Can you top Ruth? I mean, that was pretty good.
Well, we'll let the listeners decide if I top
Wait a minute. We work together.
My competitive nature's coming out, can you tell?
And we cheer each other on, that's for sure.
I'm teasing.
Oh, my goodness.
We're all on the same winning team here.
Yeah, so my story was that I was working for a local company in Peoria, and I had the same driver. I had built in one day off to be with my four-year-old son, but it just turned out that it never happened. Something always came up. And I really wanted, at the time, I only had one child. I didn't know if it was going to stay that way. And I didn't want to miss his childhood working outside of the home. So I started looking for ways, and I had some self-doubt. I wasn't as confident as what Ruth just said at the time. I was thinking, can I really do this? But I had a lot of support around me. My husband and my mother-in-law had started a business. My dad had been an entrepreneur. So I just really took that leap of faith. And I started a totally unrelated business to what I'm doing now. But within 6 months, I found my path and began my technology consulting business 16 years ago. And what I found, though, is that I had built some freedom in there in some ways, but I was looking for something in the next season of my work life where I could work from anywhere. I could work on a beach, on a mountain. I didn't care where I was working. I like working. So I started looking for ways to build into that future. And so now I do both. I do my technology consulting business and my network marketing because they both offer different kinds of freedom. And I love working for myself. I love being an entrepreneur. And I want to share with other women how they can stop settling and shine in their own businesses. And I can do that through the network marketing world. So I'm super excited to be able to do that.
It's really a gift that we have that we can offer those that are looking for it. And what Rodney and I always tell people is, hey, just take a look.
Take a look.
Exactly.
Isn't this story just so great? We got more. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are here talking to our awesome guest, Ruth Bell of Shackley and Julie Drake of Rodan and Fields. And just talking about freedom. That's our weekly winning word, freedom. And Ruth, you said it best. You said maybe before the show started recording, you said freedom is like about choices. You think about the choices that we have, right? It's so awesome. And you were talking before we took a break, Julie, about the freedom to be with your son at the time when you started your business. You only had the one child and wasn't sure if that was the only child you were going to have and wanted to spend time with him. But you know, there's other freedoms too. And as I sit here and I talk to the both of you, I know, Ruth, your formal education is in education. You're a teacher. And with your entrepreneurial skills and leadership skills, you guys are able to use your businesses as a platform to really use your talents to the fullest. So how do you How do you do that, Julie? You were saying that you are able to teach your team. It's a teachable concept.
Yes. One of the things that I love about the network marketing platform, as opposed to the other entrepreneur role I play, is that it's something I can share with other people easily. It's harder to teach somebody how to be a technology consultant running your own business from home than plugging them into an already established system in network marketing. And when we think about Chick-fil-A or McDonald's, you know, they all have systems. You buy that franchise system and you implement it. And network marketing is the same way, regardless of what company somebody chooses. And it really is that micro franchise. You plug in and you learn from the people who have gone before you. So when I talk to really specifically women is who I think about, you know, they struggle to get time off to be at their kids' events or to do simple things. They're always making a sacrifice and settling in some way and feeling guilty a lot of the time that they want to do these things. They want those freedoms that Ruth and I have. And I love to share the message that they can have it all. It is all about choices. And you know, I never thought I was that entrepreneur. I didn't think I had it in me. And I thank God every day that I made that step, because I've learned so much about what was inside of me that was just waiting to come out. And as I look back, you talk about leadership, and I do rise to leadership roles in almost every organization I'm in. And I love being able to encourage people to pull the best out in themselves, things they may not see yet. And just watch them flourish and shine. So I love that part of what I do.
And as a network marketer, you're able to do that.
Absolutely.
And use Rodan and Fields, a great product.
Yes.
But use it as a platform to do exactly what you just said.
Absolutely.
And I think, Ruth, you do the same thing, right? Building your team. I mean, a team over 35 years, it's got to be the people that you've been able to inspire and touch.
It is. I mean, last week, someone came over and she was saying, you know, I remember when we first started in the business and we would all come to your house and we'd be around your table and you built into us and we just all just loved what you had to say. And it was such a reminder to me of how thankful I am to have been able to use my passion to be able to share and do that and to make a difference in people's lives and to see what's happening now with them. So that was just really gratifying for me to hear that.
Yeah. And you don't think about it when you kind of start around that table, right? With just the one person. Mm-hmm. Do you still, I'm just curious, this is just a curious question. Who's the person who's been on your team the longest? Do you know? Do you have someone from way back?
Well, I do have a friend who actually, she followed us here from San Diego. And one of the leaders in our organization, Nancy Cranston. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nancy.
Yeah, so she was over with me by Big Blue yesterday. We were talking Shackley.
So you actually had someone on your team who said, if you're going to Peoria, I'm going too.
She did. Yeah, they did. And they moved out here with us. So that was real.
Okay, now you're going to have to explain Big Blue a little bit, because the listeners are like, what did she just say? Big Blue.
Big Blue is our pool in the backyard. And I love Big Blue because I'll go out there and just spend time in the pool and be listening to things, motivational things or different podcasts or just praying around Big Blue. But I love it. It's great. But I can do my business there and I can even make phone calls with my portable headset while I'm in the pool.
I always love seeing your post on Facebook when you're at, you always take a little picture and say, I'm out in my office at Big Blue. We've got this quote in our success planner and journal, and it came out in your weekly winning resource. If you are a member of I've Decided, you get that weekly winning resource every Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock in your inbox with your weekly winning word and winning quote. And we give you a challenge and an article and a quote. And it says this, and as you were talking about Big Blue, I thought this was a perfect time to share this. What then is freedom? The power to live as one wishes.
Yes. Yeah. Design our life.
That's Marcus Cicero. I want to make sure we give credit where credit's due. But that is freedom. And as we were talking earlier before we started recording the show, you know, we live in a country, as the 4th of July is coming up on Thursday, we're celebrating our independence. We're celebrating those freedoms. I get chills just talking about it. And as much as we can find wrong with our society today, and it doesn't matter who you are, what your thoughts are, everybody can think of pros and cons. We all have something we can complain about. We all have something we can say good about, right? But the best part about being here in America are our freedoms. I mean, there are countries where we're women. We happen to be women sitting here today. We do want to give a shout out to all of our men, and I've decided because we are not, we are a co-ed.
Yes.
Don't want to give the wrong message. We are a co-ed business. We have women and men with that. I decided we help all people, anyone, achieve their goals and dreams. But there just happens to be women on the show today. And we were just talking about in other countries, there's countries out there where women are not even allowed to work still to this day.
Right. Yeah.
And can you just even imagine such a thing?
No. And I, as I'm raising my daughter, my second child is a daughter, and I think so much about what do I want to inspire in her? Mm. And I want her to always be her own woman in a marriage, in a relationship. I just want her to know that she has the right to always build something of her own. And that is something that I am very fortunate that we live in this country, and I can instill that and know that she can accomplish that.
And I agree. I have daughters too, Julie, and mm-hmm. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I just want them to know whatever it is that they decide that they want to do, whatever God yep. lays in their heart, and they know that's their purpose, that they can look at me and hopefully set an example, yes. as you set an example, yep. and you did, although you have three boys. But you do have some granddaughter bells. Some grandbells.
Grandbells.
And as we set that example for them to say, you can do it. You know, you can do it. What God has placed in your heart.
Yes.
You can find that platform. There's lots of platforms available, and you can do it. That's awesome. Hey, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show this Sunday morning. Just thank you so much for being a part of our morning and listening. We're having a great time here with Julie Drake and Ruth Bell, two of our awesome business members who happen to be network marketers. And we are talking about our weekly winning word, freedom, of course, as we roll into the 4th of July Independence Day week. Just kind of taking a little different take on the word freedom and how sometimes being an entrepreneur, owning your own business, can give you freedoms that you may not otherwise have. And just living in this awesome country where we do have choices, we do have freedoms, and that's great. And we love that. And we want you to be free to choose your goals and your dreams, whatever it is that you want to do. And we want to help you to accomplish those. That's what we do at I've Decided. So if you haven't checked out our community, I want to invite you to do that now at ivedecided.org. And while you're there, check out our resource page. Look at all of our business members who are a part of I've Decided. I want to give a shout out to all of them because it's because of the business members of I've Decided that we're able to do that. We're able to have our events like our motivational leadership conferences, and that we're able to have this show every Sunday morning to share with you and hopefully give you some words of encouragement and inspire you and share information and education and just different pieces of the puzzle of success with you every Sunday morning. So be sure to do that when you have a moment. So coming back to our conversation about freedom and about network marketing, it came to my mind that maybe somebody listening is like, what the heck is network marketing, right? And I mean, we sit here understanding it fully, but let's explain it a little bit because I bet there are some listeners that's not even 100% sure what network marketing is and what the benefits of it are. And maybe even some people are going, oh, that's one of those things where your friend, you know, they might have a negative thought when mm-hmm. they think of network marketing. So let's overcome some of that. So, Julie, how would you describe network marketing?
I would describe it as I found a great description on the internet, actually, of something that resonated with me. Network marketing is a business model that depends on person-to-person sales by independent representatives, often working from home. And some of what you just talked about, Kim, reminded me of why I got started in this type of business. I have been an entrepreneur for 16 years, but the business model I created 16 years ago was totally dependent on my time. I could never take my hands off the wheel. I could never take a month off and still have revenue coming in. If I didn't get that next client, I had no money coming in. And network marketing to me is also a lot of people doing a little bit for income. And that to me has been huge. It's been a mindset shift for me as an entrepreneur to think that it doesn't all rely on me. And that is a gift of choice and freedom too, that I think about. So I'm guessing you feel the same way, Ruth. You've been at this a long time too. I know you didn't come from a traditional business, but you know, that's been a struggle for me as I think about my business model.
Well, I think what I love to share with people about network marketing is that the secret sauce in it is that it's not all what you're doing exactly, mm-hmm. but it's also that you are building asset income. In other words, you're building income for life.
Yes.
And it's not just, that's the difference between that and direct sales, where you're just selling to your customers. But here you're finding other people who want to share the story and want to have those freedoms as well. And then they share with other people and it duplicates. One of the examples we use in it is if you take a penny and duplicate it every day for 30 days, just like in duplication with network marketing, it would be like 5 million at the end of a month. But if you just do it like every other day, it's only $163. So that's why in network marketing, you really want to learn to be duplicating yourself and sharing and helping other people who have that passion, who have that desire for freedom to be able to get on the team. And that's who we always look for.
Right.
And I think about it's products that you use anyway.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
You're gonna clean your face. For women, we're mm-hmm. gonna use little eye cream, you know,
yes.
to help us out. I'm going to take vitamins and supplements. I believe in them. You know, I use Monate, Kim mm-hmm. Powell, she's a business member of I've Decided, and these are products you're gonna buy.
Right.
And most of the time, what I have found with my network marketing businesses and people that I buy products from that are network marketers is the quality.
Yes.
Is not comparable to what you would buy in a store.
Much different, much better. Yeah.
Because like the person who created Rodan and Fields, mm-hmm. can you speak to that a little bit, Julie?
So the creators of Rodan and Fields are the doctors that created Proactiv years ago. And I'm sure everybody listening has seen a Proactiv commercial at some point in their life. And, you know, they were dermatologists first. And what they saw was a changing economy and also a changing buyer. The buyers they needed a little bit more education in the different lines that Rodan and Fields has. It's not just acne. But they weren't going to the glass counters to buy it. That's where Rodan and Fields started, was behind the Nordstrom counters. And they were number one there. But what they realized is people were shopping online more and more. And they wanted to bring people dermatology-based skincare wherever they were. And so that's where it started. They knew that dermatologists are few and far between in some markets. We don't know that because we're in a very medical-heavy community. But there's some communities that don't have access to dermatology care. So that's another reason that they brought those top-of-the-line products to people wherever they are in the U.S., Canada, and Australia right now.
And a lot of people may not know this about Shaklee, but Dr. Shaklee
yes.
is the founder. Mm-hmm. And he also...
Well, you know, Shaklee is known for its science-based things. And Dr. Shaklee, yes, he was a scientific innovator and was always looking for today's solution or tomorrow's problems, solutions today. I didn't say that right. But what I love about it is that, well, like for anyone who uses a plant-based protein, well, they owe it to Dr. Shaklee for his research in that. Or if anyone takes a multivitamin, they owe it to Dr. Shaklee and some other scientists at the beginning of the century that were isolating the nutrients from foods, and we have the multivitamin. Dr. Shaklee had the very first in America. So having that, then in 1956, when Dr. Shaklee was in his 60s, he thought, you know, we need to find a way to get this out to people, tell the story of these products.
And so that's why they chose, they actually, he and his two sons started the Shackley Corporation, and then chose network marketing to be a way for us to get the story out.
It's such a win-win. Mm-hmm. When I think of network marketing, I think win-win.
Yes.
Win-win-win. Find a product you mm-hmm. love, right?
Right. Yes.
That you're going to use, that you can share about.
Yep.
And then find people who want to do the same thing, mm-hmm. and then you all rise to the top.
That's right.
It's a community and a very passionate, like-minded people.
Well, I've decided it's definitely not a network company, but it's kind of got very similar concepts, right? Mm-hmm. We're all pooling our dollars. But anyway, that's great. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Well, we are back with the I've Decided radio show this morning. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in. We are happy to have you. We hope that you are being encouraged and inspired and really just learning some information today about network marketing as we have been diving into the weekly winning word, freedom.
And just freedom!
Yes, freedoms! And just talking about those freedoms here with Julie Drake and Ruth Bell, both network marketers. And, you know, we were laughing as we were on break. We were talking about some of the naysayers. And I hate to kind of, I always like to focus on the positive. Everyone knows that I do. But, you know, we do need to overcome some of those myths because maybe people, there might be someone listening who's been approached in the wrong way mm-hmm. from a network marketer. They feel like they've been pressured or pushed because someone in any business,
mm-hmm.
you may have someone not having integrity, I guess, is the right word.
Right.
But if you do it right, it's a great business, just like any business.
Yes.
And Ruth, I love what you say too. Respect the no.
Mm-hmm. Well, because when we're asking someone to take a look at the business, at network marketing, at Shackley, and I say yes, no, or maybe. And if they say no or maybe, we respect that. We honor that. And I look them in the eye and tell them that because we all have our own life to plan and do, and that's what we respect that.
Yeah, so that's a good way of looking at it. But what are some other myths? What are some myths that you guys have to overcome?
I was just looking at something, and I like this one. The market's saturated. You know, you approach somebody, and they're like, oh, my gosh, everybody I know is doing X, Y, Z. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Rodan and Fields or Shackley or Monate or whatever that is. We have several different companies, and I've decided, and other friends that I know. But the funny thing is, I will always remember the story. I was new to network marketing, and I met a lady in Mary Kay, and she was in a tiny town of Princeville. Not many people in Princeville, right? And Mary Kay's been around forever, and she earned a car with Mary Kay, which is a high level in Mary Kay. And that is 60 years after the company began. Everybody knows a Mary Kay rep. So, you know, I think that it can be whatever you want it to be. And everybody has, one of the things I love about network marketing is everybody starts at the same level. They think that people that have been in there longer have the most potential, but there's people that have come into our business and blown the top income earners away. I love celebrating stuff like that.
That's awesome. And so that definitely should help overcome that myth of being saturated. I think I've thought that too. You know, it's mm-hmm. like that's definitely one that is probably pretty popular. Any more myths you'd like to?
Well, I think another one is where they think you have to use your friends and family just to make money. And basically, what we do is, this is a passion to help other people. And we're in the health and wellness business. If they want to feel better and have the energy, hey, look at what we have.
Right.
You decide. But I'm just giving a gift to people. And if they want it, that's fine. But don't worry.
Yeah. You know, there's enough people to make the world go round.
Yeah.
I always say that, you know, fitness, health and wellness is one area that people would say is a very competitive market. But I always say at Curves, and I tell my employees this, is that if everybody would exercise, every club in Peoria would be busting at the seams. We have less than 10% of our population exercising.
Yeah.
And so if everybody would start exercising, there's enough room for all of us. because not everybody is going to want to be in the same place.
Right.
Everybody likes different things. Everybody has a different way they like to do things. There's enough to go around.
I love that.
Truly, truly. And speaking of Peoria, we were talking in the beginning that, you know, you got Big Blue. We can have our offices anywhere. And we love Peoria. I love Peoria. I've been here for 15 years. You know, what keeps you girls here in the Peoria area when you could really do your business from anywhere? You moved here from California, Ruth.
We do. And we have our business all over the U.S. So, you know, when we go to San Diego and visit and we see everyone there, it's a nice tax write-off. But when we moved here, our son David and his family are here.
Ah.
And our little son grandson Zeke, who's going to have a kidney transplant in a couple weeks, is living here. And that's what keeps us here, is to be near them. And because of the freedom we have in our business, again, we can live wherever we want to and be with this community of wonderful people.
That's awesome. Were you raised here, Julie? Is this your, like, hometown?
I've been here since I was 10, so technically yes. You can say that. And I remember being 18 saying, I'm never coming back. I'm going to college, and I'm never going to live in Peoria ever again. But circumstances, the Gulf War, brought us back to this region. And you know what? It is a great place to raise a family. And I have family all in the Chicago suburbs, and it takes a long time to travel between cities up there. Everything's a half hour, 45 minutes away that you want to do. And, you know, I just really, we thought a couple years ago about leaving, and we almost did. And then everything we know is here. Our community is here. And there really is so much to love about our city that we chose to stay. And we chose to buy a new house in this area a couple years ago because we just find it home. It's home. And even though our state can be messed up, and I love traveling on business, and everybody's like, you're from that state?
State
yes,
of confusion.
We might be messed up, but yeah,
the
there's still a lot of good.
Peoria is still really great.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you know, and I love the entrepreneurial kind of freedoms that we have here in Peoria. Lots of entrepreneurs coming out of Peoria.
It's playing in Peoria.
Yeah. It plays in Peoria to play anywhere. And so, you know, I can't think of a better place that I have started, I've decided, than right here in Peoria. We want the people in our community to be successful.
Yes.
We want to turn that number around. You know, we put the research and the statistics out there that only about 9% of the population are actually successful in achieving their goals and dreams. Isn't that such
a
sad?
That blows my mind.
I know, it's such a sad number, and we are determined to turn that around. And we're going to do it. And you can be a part of our community. And so we want you to join our community so that we can help you have freedom, so that we can help you make the choices in whatever it is that your goals and dreams are. And we want to go alongside of you and help you on your journey to success. So again, please accept this invite. If you have not joined our community, visit us at ivedecided.org. And check out our information there and get signed up. And you will start receiving all kinds of amazing benefits, like your weekly winning resource. And of course, you'll get registration for all of our motivational and leadership conferences. And the next one is happening on Saturday, September 7th, where you can meet all 60 of our amazing business members and resources, like these beautiful ladies here, Ruth Bell and Julie Drake. Thanks, guys, so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a great show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?